And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome wrestling fans. Welcome wrestling fans to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. I'm your host, G-Lo. Glenn Thomas. Along with me is the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. Man, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got to talk about Paige, Xavier Woods. We also got a special guest who will be joining us a little bit later, Bill Eady. If you don't know who Bill Eady is, he was one half of the team Demolition. Actually, he was also another wrestler. Don't want to give that away just yet who he also was. But also, we were talking about the Virginia Wrestling Expo that's coming up here in Virginia on May 19th and May 20th. Along with him, will be William Crowder as well, to talk a little bit about the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo here coming up to Richmond, Virginia on May 19th and May 20th. But one of the biggest topics here in the world of professional wrestling, and you would think it would be that we're less than a week and a half away from WrestleMania, and that will be the main topic. But that is not the main topic, ladies and gentlemen. The main topic is the exploits of Paige, one Xavier Woods, and one Brad Maddox, which we saw this past week. If everybody, if you live underneath the rock, you have not seen it. Some various risque videos and photos had surfaced of Paige, along with Xavier Woods and Brad Maddox. Paige allegedly said that she was hacked from the cloud, and that this information was stolen from her and was hacked from her and put out for the world to see. She did send out a statement later, not necessarily apologizing for her actions, but sent out a statement later saying that she was hacked and it wasn't for the world to see, but nonetheless, the world saw it, and it doesn't seem like she is too ashamed of what has happened. Also, reports have come out that WWE will not take any action against Paige for this, and they can't take any action, in my opinion, against Paige for this. This is her own personal information. She is a grown adult. Yes, she does work for the WWE Corporation, a WWE company, but when she's not working for them, she is her own entity. She's her own adult. She is above age, and if she wants to live a lifestyle that is, some would deem, immoral, and that's on her, and that's on the men that she was with doing this video. This was previous WWE, her main roster run. This was during her NXT stage with the company, as she was a women's NXT champion. There are videos out there with her with the women NXT championship in a precarious situation in light. But nonetheless, that's where she is at, and that's where the WWE is at with her. She will not be reprimanded. We saw on this past Monday Night Raw, if you saw the New Day segment, they kind of alluded to this a little bit. If you did not know, on the New Day segment this week, the New Day, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, and Big E, Big E mentioned to Xavier Woods as he was sitting in the middle, Xavier, you have something to explain to us or something to say to us. And then he went to his WrestleMania spiel, but it was implying of the video that him, Paige, and Brad Maddox was part of. As I mentioned, the WWE has no ill will towards Paige, as we know of. She will not be reprimanded or suspended nor fired for the incidents of this video, because it was hers, and she was grown, and she was an adult. They do what they need to do. What is your thoughts on this whole Paige, Xavier Woods, and Brad Maddox situation, since that's the hot-button topic right now still in the world of professional wrestling?
Yeah, what's going on, G? How you feeling?
Doing well, man. Can't complain, man. We're a week and a half away from WrestleMania
yeah.
Week, and I can't complain at all. I'm having a great moment, and you know, we're talking about WrestleMania week, but everybody has Paige on the mind.
the Paige videos of her being SummerSlam, I guess you could say. So
yeah, her being
I get it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, like you just said, she's an adult. I mean, she can do what she wants to do. Man, oh man, what a way to, you know, have that put out there like that. Man, right before WrestleMania, they knew it. Whoever did that.
Yeah, whoever hacked it and whoever took her personal information knew what it was doing. They also leaked some video or leaked the picture of Caitlyn, a former WWE superstar, Caitlyn, out there as well. So it looks like there's some more. There's been reports that there's videos of or there's leaks to Big E's account, as well as Alexa Bliss, and many others. So whoever's doing this is doing it in the WrestleMania season to get a lot of buzz with the fans. With WWE. But that's not the only thing that's been in the news in WWE this week. A lot of things happened in WWE. The chairman of Vince McMahon was involved in it where someone rammed into his Bentley. But the chairman's fine. You cannot break the genetic jackhammer. You cannot destroy the genetic jackhammer known as Vincent Kennedy McMahon. But I feel sorry for that person's insurance who hit the Bentley. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that was me. I fell out on the ground and act like I had a seizure or something. That wouldn't have been straight up with the chairman that I accidentally hit his Bentley. I just hope the person wasn't texting when they hit their Bentley.
Can't do that.
Nah, you definitely can't do that. But we also got some bigger news. If you watched this past Monday Night Raw, you saw the final segment where The Undertaker got speared by Roman Reigns. Good crowd there in Brooklyn, New York, as it went off. Roman Reigns got a little bit of retribution back on The Undertaker headed into their matchup at WrestleMania. At WrestleMania this year, WWE has put on a good show. Many people still don't like the fact that Roman Reigns is in this match against The Undertaker. We don't know if The Undertaker, as we mentioned on last week's show, if this is the last hurrah for The Undertaker, but I think this is a good spot for Roman Reigns to be in. It's not a world title match. It's definitely not the main event match, but it could be a main event on some other card. But he's in a good place. And you know, he's fighting over the yard, as they would say. So it's good how the storyline with WWE and how with Roman Reigns and The Undertaker is going from this past Monday Night Raw. We also saw a very good match between Charlotte and Dana Brooke, which Dana Brooke still looked like $1 million here. And Charlotte's doing some of the best work that she's ever done in the WWE. She reminded me of her, as I mentioned earlier, I was discussing with somebody earlier, reminded me of Ric Flair a little bit in this match where she let Dana Brooke get the upper hand for the majority of the match. And Dana Brooke made that one mistake. And that was curtains for Dana Brooke and Charlotte. Charlotte's still looking strong. And we know now that it will be a fatal four-way at WrestleMania for the Raw Women's title, where you have Bayley, you have Sasha Banks, you have Charlotte. And this newly added will be Tamina. Oh, boy. Shout out to the Snuka family. Yeah, I know. That's throwback, man. That's like a bad Tamina. Wow. It was not It's Nia Jax. Nia Jax would be in there in that match. I had hopes for Tamina when she first came into the company, but that went by real quickly with several injuries and everything of that nature. But either way, Nia Jax will be thrown into this fatal four-way match. What is your thoughts on Nia Jax being added to this match? The internet world is really talking about they don't believe Nia Jax deserves to be in this match.
She's the most plausible threat other than the other three. You got basically, how I see it is that you're pretty much getting us the exact same match as last year if it was going to be them three. I understand WWE trying to switch it up a little bit, add a little flavor, add something different. People are, you know, counting the chickens before they hatch, you know, or counting the eggs before they hatch, rather. Like, let Nia Jax be in the match, make a judgment of it afterwards. I mean, she's been running through the entire division pretty much anyway, so you might as well throw her in there and see what she can do on the big stage. She's supposed to be your biggest heel anyway other than Charlotte, so let her go. Let her see what she can do.
Yeah, and that was my argument. They built this girl up, this beautiful woman. They built her up for almost a year now, you know. They built her up. She's taking on jobbers. She's beating this person, beating that person. And you build her up. Why not culminate it with a main event match at WrestleMania or a women's title match at WrestleMania? Then the whole build-up was for nothing. She went through the jobbers. She went to the next level of women. She found herself facing Sasha Banks towards the end of this year going into WrestleMania season. Let her be in the match. Whether she wins or not is nonetheless, but she is a player in this. You wouldn't have moved her to the main roster if you didn't want her to be a player. Let her be the player in this match, and let's see where the chips fall, and see which way and which direction they will go at this match. Because you can go any direction. You can really this conversation for all four of these women to be walk away WWE Women's Champion, Raw Women's Champion at the end of WrestleMania. The conversation on why Sasha Banks should do it. There's a conversation on why Charlotte should do it. Conversation on why Bayley should do it. And there's definitely a conversation on why Nia Jax should walk away as Raw Women's Champion as well. But that's next week's show, where we give our predictions and dig and dissect each and every match leading into the WrestleMania card. But this week, you know, Raw was a good show this week. We saw Triple H and Seth Rollins definitely will be have a match at WrestleMania. It's going to take place. Very good segment there with Triple H and Seth Rollins. We're going to have a very good match there. Then we saw this past Tuesday night on SmackDown, we have new tag team champions. Wizards, your thoughts on the new tag team champion?
I thought it was well done. Congratulations to the Usos. I mean, it makes sense not to spoil. So we won't spoil anything, but there's a high probability that there is a good reason why this was done. You know, we'll just save that because we're getting close enough to WrestleMania season to where we just might as well leave that as a surprise. But there's probably a good reason why they took the belt off of American Alpha and put them on the Usos. But nonetheless, the Usos got them. They are the top tag team probably in WWE right now from a longevity and just all around just use. They're probably the best team in the WWE right now. So,
yeah, definitely.
They made that win happen. So good for them.
Yeah, they made the win happen, and the heel turn really worked for the Usos. Many people didn't like it when it first started. It needed to be done. If you go back to when they aligned themselves with their cousin Roman Reigns, and the boos started happening, they continued to happen. And it was just an obvious thing that you needed to turn the Usos heel, and when they came out heel, it worked for them, and it led them back to the WWE tag team, WWE SmackDown tag team titles, which is good for them. You know, which is good for them. I hope, just pray, maybe somehow, some way, some shape, some form, that they can end up on the main card. As we mentioned in our post meeting, our pre-production meetings for the show, is you know the Usos have never really wrestled on the main card of a show.
Mm-hmm.
Or the WrestleMania.
Nope.
It's not. And for being in the WWE since 2012, or for WrestleMania being in 2012, they have not been on the main card. They've been in a lot of pre-show matches. They've had a lot of different runs, and they were hot. They even won the tag team title at a WrestleMania, if I'm not mistaken.
Here's the thing, though, G-Lo. There haven't been, since they've been in the WWE, there have been no tag team title matches on the WrestleMania card. So, with that being said, any WrestleMania within the past couple years, any title tag team title match that has been on the quote-unquote card, with the exception of WrestleMania 27 and last year, it has involved the Usos. So, they, you know, as much as it, you know, kind of like dang, for them to be the top tag team, yet they aren't even on WrestleMania. They've been involved in the title matches, so got to give them something with that.
Oh yeah, I give them much credit for that. I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm not saying that. Maybe it's just WWE don't have time and don't have placement for it. Is the booking, you know,
I agree with that.
The placement of it. So you know. To be at least you're still in the company, you still have a job, and you're still relevant even after the company, you know. So that's one of the things that have been highlighted. Before we take our first commercial break, I just really need your opinion on this. I have heard of different opinions throughout the day. Some people liked it, some people didn't like it. The segment with Miz and Maryse last night, this past Tuesday night on WWE SmackDown Live. Your opinions, being the Wizard. Your opinions on this, I've heard it was corny. Maryse did a bad job of being Nikki Bella. She's not no Nikki Bella. The Miz looked, it was whack. To where it was great, people loved it too. I've heard different spectrums of this segment with The Miz and Maurice. And I just wanted to get the Wizard's opinion on the segment. If you have not watched the segment, please go to YouTube. Please check it out. The segment is funny, in my opinion. But Wizard, your thoughts?
Loved it. Period. It just further shows the asset that The Miz is to the entire company. And shout out to Maurice, as she did a good job as well. It was comical. It served its purpose for the storyline. 5 stars from me. Excellent segment. Excellent.
I can't say anything else. Hilarious. Anytime my 10-year-old son can be on the floor laughing and giggling, because he gets the jokes, because he understands the jokes. And I guess people who don't watch, and this is where I got it, people who don't watch Total Bellas, people who don't watch mm-hmm. Total Divas, don't get it.
Right.
They don't get the rules of John Cena's house, which meaning that if you go give you a backdrop, there was a contract that they made her sign before she moved in with him into his mansion. And he has a rule for everything. And to the point where he's not going to marry. He told her, I'm not going to marry. I'm not going to get married. So, and then there's rumors going around, and internet rumors, just a rumor, that he's going to propose at WrestleMania. I don't see it happening.
I'll go ahead and give you a prediction ahead of next week. You get a bonus here, everybody. Miz and Maurice are beating John Cena and Nikki Bella. Just as simple as that.
Yep, I totally agree. We agree on that one. We might not agree on a lot of other matches at WrestleMania. We do agree on that one. The Miz and Maurice will walk away victorious on Nikki Bella and John Cena. But with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more WWE talk, a little bit more WrestleMania talk. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening here on Fox Sports Radio 1342, the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. We also have coming up a little bit later special guest Bill Eady, who's going to talk about the Mid-Atlantic Convention Expo is coming up on May 19th and May 20th. And we're going to talk a little bit more about WWE and Ring of Honor. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
You're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence with Dr. D and G-Lo on Fox Sports Radio 1340 at WHAP in Hopewell, Virginia. This is Gilbert, baby, and
I'm here. A new era of WWE SmackDown Live comes to Richmond Coliseum. The final SmackDown before WrestleMania, Tuesday night, March 28th, in a double main event.
About to make you feel as stupid as you look.
John Cena goes one-on-one with The Miz.
You're not Super Cena anymore. You're barely decent Cena.
You'll see 2017 Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton.
I am more dangerous than I have ever been.
As he faces the phenomenal AJ Styles.
And I know I can beat you.
Also, Bray Wyatt.
WWE Champion.
Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose. Tag Team Champions American Alpha. Dolph Ziggler. Nikki Bella. Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. And more. Tuesday night, March 28th, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 in 96.9 FM. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit right about now. You know, we failed to mention when Jack Swagger, we the people who got released right here before WrestleMania. You know, I think Jack Swagger, in my opinion, was a star who felt circumstances to the fact that at the time that he won the World Heavyweight Championship, there was nobody else around that he could really go fight against. He had a little feud with Chris Jericho, where he got it there. You had Kofi Kingston that was on SmackDown around at that time. Jack Swagger, they tried to make Jack Swagger something he wasn't. Put him in a suit, put him in a tie. He was never ever able to recover. He threw him with Cesaro. He got with Cesaro. He got there. He went with, even when him and Alberto Del Rio was running their gimmick against each other. And with him being with Dutch Martel. That was getting over. We, the people, was getting over. But it just could never get to the point where they was wanting to sustain Jack Swagger. I dare not say that Jack Swagger fell circumstance to the fact, one, that no one really could compete with his match skills, and that Kurt Angle never came back, because that was a match that everybody wanted to see. If Kurt Angle would have came back during the time that Jack Swagger was at his heyday, or Jack Swagger was moving along in the company. I dare not say that Jack Swagger will be definitely one of those household names that people talk about today. He's still young enough that he can go to another company. And if he still chooses to, whether it's TNA, whether it's Ring of Honor, or whether overseas in Japan, but Jack Swagger is a good hand, and I think WWE let another good one slip away. What are your thoughts?
Here's the thing. I agree that they let one slip away. Well, I would have agreed with that had it been a couple of years ago. I'm sorry, but with the farm system they got down there in NXT now and the people they have, unfortunately, I love Jack Swagger, but he's expendable, man. He's expendable.
A lot of his expendability, or him being expendable, come from the fact that he could not stay out of the news or could not stay out of trouble, whether it's with the marijuana, whether it was the drinking, whatever it was, him getting in trouble. Had a bad timing with the marijuana when he was getting ready to be in the main event match. I can't remember what title it was for, maybe. Or was it for, I think it was for the world title, believe. So
yeah,
he was moving up, and then world heavyweight championship, and then the marijuana hit. You know, he got stopped with a little bit of weed in the car and marijuana, and it came at a horrible time for him, and he could never learn his lesson. And I think after that incident, it was like, we're going to have you here. You're going to be a good hand, but we're not going to try to take any other chances with you, because every time we take a chance with you, you mess it up. You screw it up. And I think he felt circumstances. He felt a victim to those circumstances, you know, and I think him and Cesaro had a good time. They just didn't want to pull the trigger on those two guys, which I don't understand why. It was a good athletic, was a good tag team, along with Zeb, Uncle Zeb, Dutch Martel, March Tail, if you will. And it just did never pull the trigger, and some of that might be his own doing.
Yeah, that sucks. He is a very good hand, but at the same time, like I said, he was expendable at this point, and that's one less bonus they got to pay out for WrestleMania season. So there you go.
Yeah, it's one less bonus they do have to pay out for WrestleMania, you know, whether he asked for his release or he was released. Nonetheless, if he's not there with WWE during this time. So, you know, Jack Swagger's gone. Speaking of firings, Mick Foley fired this past Monday Night Raw. Officially fired, we know, this past a week ago, that they didn't get to the firing part, but he got fired. Where do we see Mick Foley from here? We knew that he wouldn't be a general manager for long. You know, he only could be a general manager on the Raw brand or TV brand for so long. And does that open the door up? Who's the next general manager? That's one. Secondly, is Daniel Bryan next to get fired?
Daniel Bryan won't get fired. I can answer that one now. He's more of a permanent fixture that you can keep around for a while. Mick Foley, even from when he got the job, it's just been in his nature since he's been retired. He's kind of a plug or a stop-and-go type situation. They just plug him in when they need to, and they take him out when they don't need him no more. So I never expected his run to last long. So they may plug somebody else in that spot. I mean, could be Kurt Angle. You never know.
Never know. It could be. I never even thought about Kurt Angle, but it could be Kurt Angle. You know, we know this week Triple H did his rounds on ESPN, ESPN TV. If you did not watch it, he was on ESPN First Take. He was on ESPN. He was on several shows answering questions about him and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, promoting his WrestleMania 33, talking about, you know, we, as you know, ESPN will be down there at WrestleMania again this year covering WrestleMania as they did last year in Dallas, Texas. But one of the major questions that came up was the question about the Big Show and Shaq. As everybody wanted to see it. You know, we know Big Show went on a promotional tour talking about, yeah, he's going to face Shaq. They mentioned it at the ESPYs this past year that him and Shaq were going to face each other. We saw that WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas, in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, that it could be faced off. Matter of fact, I can remember when we saw it at a Monday Night Raw, July 27th, many years ago, where Shaq was the special host of Monday Night Raw. You know, everybody wanted to see that match, but at that time, Shaq was still playing basketball. And when Triple H was asked this question, and he didn't say it was out of the out of the possibilities that the match may still happen between Shaq and Shaq and the Big Show. What he said, he just didn't, they believe that he enjoyed picking fun of each other, but they also helped made each other get in best shape of their lives. If you've seen the Big Show lately, Big Show got abs. You can see the Big Show's abs. Big Show as actually in some of the best shape that he's ever been in. And Shaquille O'Neal is definitely getting in some good shape as well. I dare not to say that we may not see pictures, but I believe that Shaq was at the WWE Performance Center for a while, trying to get himself together for this match. And we'll see where it goes from there. I just, as I mentioned last week on last week's show, that they'll get 3 or 4 minutes in the ring with each other at the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And the fans will be happy. I, for one, will be happy. Whether Shaq get chokeslammed, the Big Show get chokeslammed, they will do more than grab each other's throats. What is your thoughts on this, the Big Show and Shaq, if it will or won't happen, and if you do care, if you even care?
This is where we don't agree. I don't think we get it. I really don't. I'll be surprised if we do. This point, this late in the game, I'm sorry, Shaq's too big of a name to have it as a surprise in the sense of the magnitude of what this could be. Last year is different. He made an appearance in a battle royal. Okay, you can leave that as a surprise, which technically they didn't leave as a surprise because as people walked down, it flashed on the Titantron before they even hear this music. So it was already spoiled right there. But nonetheless, there's too much money to be made in a Shaq versus Big Show match in that if it was really happening, that they'd keep it as a surprise. So I don't think that's possible.
I say if it does happen, if Shaq gets inducted into the entertainment wing of the WWE Hall of Fame, I think if he gets inducted, they may give him a match at WrestleMania. We don't know if the WWE decides to induct the entertainer at all this year. We don't know. We're a week out, and no one's been named. No one's been named yet. They may not see any entertainer worthy to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, which still lies another question. I'm gonna tell you when we can take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm gonna tell you which entertainer, in my opinion, should have been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year that's not in the WWE Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. We'll be right back after this commercial.
I'm here. A new era of WWE SmackDown Live comes to Richmond Coliseum. The final SmackDown before WrestleMania, Tuesday night, March 28th, in a double main event.
About to make you feel as stupid as you look.
John Cena goes one-on-one with The Miz.
You're not Super Cena anymore. You're barely decent Cena.
UFC 2017 Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton.
I am more dangerous than I have ever been.
As he faces the phenomenal AJ Styles.
And I know I can beat you.
Also, Bray Wyatt.
WWE Champion.
Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose. Tag Team Champions American Alpha. Dolph Ziggler. Nikki Bella. Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. And more. Tuesday night, March 28th, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and 96.9 FM. Also, if you missed part of this show or any other show, please subscribe to our iTunes page or Google Play, and you will never, and I mean ever, miss a show again. Before we went to commercial break, I mentioned to you which entertainer WWE should put into the WWE Hall of Fame, since there's no entertainer who has been mentioned thus far this year. Last year, we know that Snoop D-O-double-G, or Snoop Lion, whatever you want to call him, whatever he called himself this year, went into the WWE Entertainment Wing, WWE Hall of Fame Entertainment Wing. This year, we don't know who's going in, but the person that came to my mind who should go into the WWE Entertainment Wing Hall of Fame that has not been in, and I scratch my head each and every year trying to figure out why they have not put this person in the WWE Hall of Fame, Entertainment Wing of the Hall of Fame. They could have put him in years ago when they first started doing the Hall of Fame, when he was in better shape and better condition. They could have put him in last year, which would have been great for the WWE. They could put him in this year. That is none other than Muhammad Ali, who was a big wrestling fan, who did a lot for the WWE in the late 70s and the early 80s, and he's not in the WWE Hall of Fame. Wizard, I'm scratching my head. Why isn't Muhammad Ali at least into the entertainment wing of the WWE Hall of Fame? We got Mike Tyson and we got Mr. T, but no Muhammad Ali.
The matter of payoff, you know, the right contract details, situation for appearance, and I mean situation for appearance as far as he just wasn't in shape to be up there, man. And we know that. So, honestly, we may have talked about this maybe a year or two ago, and not saying it, you know, insensitively, but he probably would have had to pass away first before they could consider putting him in. And now that that's happened, now I think they could do it. It's just a matter of, you know, getting somebody to accept it for him or, you know, or on his behalf or, you know, something like that. But it just wasn't, in the condition he was in, it wasn't conducive to
play. Yeah, and, you know, I give you that. You know, we went to a WWE out in WWE. We went to a Fight Night DC several years ago where they honored Muhammad Ali, and he was unable to travel and make it to that event. Now, his daughter, Hannah was there, and other members of his family was there on his behalf, and they did a great job with Fight Night DC. So I can understand why, you know, he may not have been able to travel to it. You don't want to see him up there, and WWE have a heart. They don't want to put people in front of millions, and I mean literally millions of people, not in their best shape.
Right.
You know, this is the granddaddy of them all. This is the coup de grace. This is the event, as they say, the event for immortals. Or this year, the ultimate thrill ride, and you want people that be able to at least talk for themselves and not look in the shape that he's in. So I definitely understand your point there. But we mentioned it, I think we talked about last week, which entertaining ghost do you think it's Shaq? Could it be? I don't think it's Floyd Mayweather anymore because that would have been told already. I don't think, and I don't see any other entertainer who could get it right now. And that's not a knock on anybody else. Maria Menounos. I mean, do you ever put her in?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. So I mean, I don't know where they'll go. Maybe they just stop doing entertainers altogether. Maybe it's going to be the last one for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't an every year thing anyway. It wasn't every year.
I mean,
you know,
they got it right with the president of the United States, Donald Trump, in 29.
Now that one, you know, for whatever thoughts anybody has about Donald Trump or whatnot, that one was absolutely a good decision to put him in. The man hosted two WrestleManias.
Yeah, back to back, which has never been done ever since. Which has never been done since 4 and 5.
Yeah, nobody's ever done. Yeah, they've never held it at a venue back to back here. So, gotta get, and both of them were extremely successful. So, gotta give them credit. You know, Battle of the Billionaires, which was unless it's been top, which it may have, that was still the highest viewed WrestleMania ever. It was the number one pay-per-view ever for a long time.
For a long time. So Donald Trump was worthy. The president of the United States, well, the president now of the United States was worthy. He's the only president to ever be a WWE Hall of Famer. Hey, who would have known that there would be a former WWE superstar, for whatever short time it would be president of the United States. Nonetheless, we digress.
A lot
of news are coming out. We already had a governor. Digress there. Biggest news, you know, you alluded to a little bit early, and I'm going to talk about it since it's out there everywhere else. A tag team, and you are the Wizard for a reason. I want to give you your credit on this show. And some people say I may be kissing you, but I'm not. You are the Wizard. You said a couple weeks ago, if you don't believe me, go to iTunes, go to Google Play, look at some of the past episodes. But he mentioned it that the Hardy Boys may not have signed a long-term deal with Ring of Honor. And WWE has offered, allegedly, a lot of reports are coming out. They had offered the Hardy Boys a contract, which they may have accepted.
Yeah.
Only time will tell. Only time will tell.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, for every time that somebody's contract or somebody's signing with somebody, it always comes out how long they signed with them. There was never any details about how long the Hardy signed with them, and I always thought it was mad interesting that the Hardy got the belt so quick from the Young Bucks if they were going to be signed long term. If they were going to be signed long term, you wouldn't throw the belts on them that quick. At least as far as I think, you wouldn't do that. So for them to do that, and then the Hardys got their other belts too, those super kick belts, and now the culmination is a ladder match, I think the writing's on the wall. The Hardys doing their, you know, like they always do, their good deed to the business. I believe the Hardys will put over the Young Bucks, you know, kind of almost like passing the torch or something. And then they'll be in WWE, either WrestleMania, Raw, or SmackDown.
Hey, keep your eyes glued to it. Keep glued to the story. I'm going to ask you this question, too. We got a special guest coming up on here shortly, Bill Leedy. There's two things I want to touch on. One, will we ever see a storyline at the Hall of Fame? Will there ever be a storyline played out at the WWE Hall of Fame? So, you know, many people talk
no.
about it. It is a secret event. Okay.
No. And the reason why is because I'll give WWE credit. As much as, you know, other people, you know, outside, you know, outside of WWE or legends or whatnot, as much as they talk about how it's just a sham or it's just a, you know, an easy payday, WWE actually, they take it seriously. So they take that night seriously. And even, and the reason why, one of the first things that comes to mind is that, back at WrestleMania 25, even when Jericho was fighting against the legends, against Ricky Steamboat and Roddy Piper and Snuka, and they had Ric Flair in their corner, even then Jericho was at the Hall of Fame when Ricky Steamboat was inducted. So if it was storyline driven, you could have had somebody walk up there and attack Steamboat right there. You know, Jericho walked right up, but it didn't happen. And you can see WWE really does take that night seriously, so they wouldn't jeopardize anything storyline wise with the Hall of Fame. So no, I don't think we have.
I totally agree with you. You know, question that would have been asked to me several times: will there ever be a storyline? That night is, to me, that night is sacred. That night is for the, as you mentioned, that night is for the guys and girls who put their life on the line in this business for multiple years. For years, and it's done like when you go into a wedding or you're going to a bar mitzvah or you're going to a funeral. There's a certain way that you conduct yourself, certain way that you act. Every year you would get the same lecture from JR about the cat calls and about the whistling and all the other things and the chants, and because they treat that night with dignity and respect. And if you're not working at Access or you're not doing anything else for the company, they kind of expect you to be there. they expect you to be there. Even Taker is there. You may not ever see Taker on camera. You may not ever see Taker sitting out there with everybody else because that's what he is. But he's in the back with everybody else watching on a monitor. He's enjoying and legends go in. And I dare not to say, besides WrestleMania, that's one of the highlights of my weekend. You know, as a wrestling fan, to go there and hear the stories and hear the people tell their story that's being inducted, or hear the people induct him in some stories that you never heard of and you never seen. If you go back on the WWE Network and look at some of the past Hall of Fames and some of the past speeches, and there have been a lot of them, and there have been a lot of tears and a lot of emotion and a lot of things that have been going on. So I think the Hall of Fame is a very, very sacred event, and it should not be messed with a storyline. Again, before we take a commercial break and bring our guest on, there's some sad news in the world of WWE right now. The former WWE ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross's wife was involved in a terrible accident where there was a young 17-year-old male who was driving a 2000 Grand Marquis, who struck her in the back while she was riding her scooter. due to the fact that she was not wearing her helmet. And this is reported on JR's Twitter page, that due to the fact that she was not wearing her helmet, she is in critical condition. And right now, life support machines are keeping her alive. So please, if you say a prayer, whatever you do, please mention JR and his wife in those prayers, because it's a tough time right now for the Hall of Famer, who's been married to this lady for a long time. And as he mentioned in his own, you can't prepare for stuff like this. You can't prepare for a loved one or a spouse who's doing well that afternoon to not be doing well a few minutes later. And she has some brain swelling injuries on her brain, and she was not wearing a helmet. So keep them in your prayers. When we can take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have our guest, Bill Eady, will be on. I'll talk a little bit about the Virginia Wrestling, the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo that's coming up on May 19th to May 20th from the Convention Center in Richmond, Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 in new 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
I'm here.
A new era of WWE SmackDown Live comes to Richmond Coliseum. The final SmackDown before WrestleMania, Tuesday night, March 28th, in a double main event.
About to make you feel as stupid as you look.
John Cena goes one-on-one with The Miz.
You're not Super Cena anymore. You're barely decent Cena.
You see 2017 Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton.
I am more dangerous than I have ever been.
As he faces the phenomenal AJ Styles.
And I know I can beat you.
Also, Bray Wyatt.
WWE Champion.
Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose. Tag Team Champions American Alpha. Dolph Ziggler. Nikki Bella. Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. And more. Tuesday night, March 28th, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and 96.9 FM. Right now, I told you earlier, we are joined by our special guest, Bill Eady. You may not recognize the Bill Eady name, but I guarantee you, you recognize him from one being one half of the WWE Tag Team Champions, Demolition. Axe, Mr. Eady, welcome to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. It is a pleasure, it's all ours, to have you on the show this evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, gentlemen, and I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to talk about the event coming up in May at the Convention Center there in Richmond, the Wrestle Expo, and I'm doing good. You know, I'm not as active as I used to be, and I think a lot of the fans in that area, Richmond area in particular, also remember me as a mass superstar. And it's going to be exciting for me to get back to Richmond. Richmond has a rich history of professional wrestling, a lot of good, strong, hardcore fans there. And I know at the event that we're going to have, we've got lots of stars. We've got legends. We've got wrestling matches. We've got upcoming stars. Probably right now, I think there's 50 to 60 wrestlers going to be there, girls and guys, vendors, question-answer sessions. There's a dinner the night before on the 19th. So as I was telling you guys earlier, if you're a wrestling fan, this is like going to Disney World.
Definitely going to Disney World. Some of the names you was naming, I haven't heard about him in a long time. The one-man gang is going to be there. I hadn't seen him since, you know, WrestleMania 29. He's going to be there. You had, as you mentioned, Ivan Koloff's wife is going to be there. Nikita also is going to be there. You know, what made you want to come to Richmond, Virginia? You know, we got the Wrestling Expo that they usually do in the summertime in Charlotte, North Carolina. You got WrestleCade that also happens as well. Richmond, Virginia had a rich history. And all these years, couldn't believe it that there's finally a wrestling convention coming to Richmond, Virginia.
That's exactly true, because I've been to the one in Charlotte for a number of years, and you know that hundreds and hundreds of fans travel from Richmond and that area down to Charlotte, and they kept asking, why don't they have one of these up in Richmond? And we put our heads together, and we said, why don't they have one in Richmond? So we're bringing it to Richmond. And you mentioned some of the other guys. I mean, Bob Orton's going to be there. Luke Bushwacker's going to be there. the Rock and Roll Express are going to be there. Jim Cornette, you name it. If they check out the website, WrestleExpoRVA.com, check it out, because I can't give it justice. We're adding people all of, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but for the fans at Richmond, I've got a lot of positive memories there. Had a lot of good matches with Igor and Blackjack Mulligan and you name it. And I always loved the reception I got. Even when I wasn't such well received, I think they respected me. And I think this is a way to give back. And talking about Ivan, of course, everybody understands that Ivan just recently passed, and we were sad to hear about that, of course. And so many of my friends, Ron Bass was another one who was going to be there, but Ivan's wife was graciously accepted our invitation. And also the Crockett Foundation. They're the ones that brought wrestling, along with Elliot Murnick, and he's going to be there. And they're going to give their insight and their tidbits and answer questions and meet with the fans. So this is an opportunity for the Richmond and the Virginia fans to get the inside information from the horse's mouth.
Wow, I'm excited already, and I'm really excited about this. We're 56 days away from the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo, May 19th and May 20th. We mentioned earlier about the WWE Hall of Fame. And my question to you, have you guys ever been demolition yourself, ever been approached to be in the WWE Hall of Fame?
No, we haven't, and we've been asked that a number of times. Of course, we'd be happy to do that. I was honored a couple of years ago as a mass superstar in the National Hall of Fame. But, you know, Barry and I think that, you know, we deserve it, but we can't petition. We can't go out and advocate for ourselves. And a lot of the fans have stepped, and I'm happy and excited that our good friends Rock and Roll, they're getting inducted this year, and well-deserved. And Jim Cornette, one of our other guests at the expo, is going to be the inductor for those gentlemen. So, you know, we've got Ron Simmons is going to be their Hall of Famer. We've got a number of guys that are already in the WWE Hall of Fame and NWA Hall of Fame that are going to be in attendance. So we've got some young upcoming
and
stars.
And we're working on another Hall of Famer for our booth as well.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We appreciate your support, gentlemen. I know that you've got a good fan base there, and we like to get the word out. And we're just happy that this is going to take place, and we're excited about it. And I think we've got plans to do it yearly, so it'll be an annual event. And I know in Richmond and the Virginia area and that Tidewater area, I've got thousands and thousands of true wrestling fans, and this is an opportunity for us to give back to them. The first responders and those individuals, they get a discount. People that are helped by the Crockett Foundation, the military people, they're going to get a discount as well. So, you know, it's not just a money grab. It's a give back and thank you to the fans that have supported us and provided us with pleasure as well as we entertaining them.
And yeah, and I'm looking at the events. I mean, very great, great events are going to happen tonight. As you mentioned, Friday night, you can have dinner with Demolition. Dinner with Demolition, what a great night that'll be. Ricky Morton will be there, the Rock and Roll Express. Tommy Young and some of the best referees, Earl and Brian Hebner, Earl and Dave Hebner will be there as well. So that'll be a great event there. The expo starts for the VIP registration admission at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning on May 20th. Right there, I'm gonna turn this over to my co-host, the Wizard himself, our nephew Corey, who may have a couple questions for you.
Yeah, Mr. Edie, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, guys.
Good, good. Now, I on the show, I'm more of the kind of the historian, the connoisseur of really watching a lot of old tapes and watching old matches. Mm-hmm. And I was recently watching WrestleMania 6 with Demolition versus the Colossal Connection, in which turned out to be at least televised one of Andre's Andre the Giant's last matches. Take me back there and recollect that night, because that was a big time for y'all, and y'all were hot. So really,
I think that was the third time that we had won the championship, if I recall correctly. But
yes, it was.
And of course, people say, like you mentioned, that was his last major event. Of course, we didn't know that, and nobody does. I mean, we're not promised tomorrow, but
right.
I can remember he was a little banged up, and I think it may be other health reasons, but his partner Haku sure wasn't banged up. He was flying around that ring and giving us the karate kicks and the chops and all that stuff, but you know, we were fortunate enough to win that for the third time. And I think if I remember correctly, because we were leaving the ring, didn't Andre go after Heenan or something?
Yes. That was I guess really the turning of Andre back to being really a good guy. And that man, he did a number on Heenan after you all were gone.
I think Bobby the Brain outbrained himself that time. You don't mess with a giant. I always remember, you handle it with caution, because when he gets outraged and what are you going to do? I mean, the guy's 7'2", 560 pounds. The best thing you can do is stay out of reach.
You got that right. And also, Mr. Eady, now I'm 32, going on 33. So, growing up watching the WWF in the late 80s, you and Smash were the tag team that really, you know, is one of my first memories of a successful mainstay tag team. And like, even watching back, like I said, WrestleMania 4, 5, 6, like, you all were that team. Like, that was WWF at that time. When you thought tag teams, it was you guys were the first ones that were thought of. And that was, looking back on it now, being older, I really appreciated you all tag team. And I really wanted to know, what was it like working with Mr. Fuji as well? Because he managed you all for a long time, and it worked so well together.
Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words and compliments. And I appreciate that, and I know that Smash would too. Well, Fuji was a consummate professional. He would say very little on TV, and he'd do that purposely. It wasn't because he couldn't do interviews, because for years, you know, he did his own interviews. But he would watch our matches. He was an actual manager for us, because he would watch the matches intently. And as we're driving, we always travel together, Barry and myself and Fuji. And he would critique us. And sometimes we thought, well, we had a pretty good match. And by the end of the trip, we had our heads hanging down, and we thought we couldn't even wrestle. But he was doing it constructively. And conversely, when we didn't feel that we had a good match, it'd give us points of highlight that, well, maybe it wasn't as bad as it was. But he was always working towards the match. He wasn't trying to put the spotlight on him. He was trying to put the spotlight on his team. And there's another one, I mean, that recently died. And we did a signing in New York a couple years ago. And I don't know if the people remember that Fuji had dementia. We were doing the signing, and his son had brought him. And it was rather sad, because he was with us for almost an hour and a half and smiling and talking, but he didn't remember who we were. And it just tore my heart out, because I've had family members, and we all have. I've had family members with dementia, and it just brought those memories back. So, like I said, you know, Dusty's gone, Andre's gone, Fuji's gone, Bass, George Steele. It just... I hate to turn the television on or click on the internet, because all my friends are going, Matt Mulligan. And so I just appreciate every day. I appreciate the fans. I appreciate you guys helping us out. And I thank God that I'm here today, and there's no promise tomorrow, so I just do the best I can do.
I appreciate that. Gilo, sure, thank you.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that, Mr. Edie, and we definitely want to bring you back on closer to the date, give you more time. We enjoy the stories, and we do an in-depth interview just with you. If Smash want to join you, you're more than welcome. We'll talk to Demolition, and we'll do a show, the Demolition Show, as they would say. And we talked to both of you guys. But fans, listen up. May 19th, May 20th, go to the website right now. Go and get those tickets. Those tickets are very important for you to have. That website, once again, is WrestleExpoRVA.com. That's WrestleExpoRVA.com. Get your tickets now. Get them early. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Great stars that are going to be there. If you want to have dinner with Demolition, you can purchase those tickets up there as well. It'll be a very good session. You got WWE Hall of Famers. You have up-and-coming talent. You have wrestlers from all over the place. You don't have to drive 3.5 hours like you do with Charlotte.
That's right
here in the Richmond, Virginia area. Mr. Edie, we want to tell you thank you very much for putting this together, you and Mr. Crowder. Thank y'all very much for putting this together. We appreciate it. We'll definitely be there, and you'll hear more commercials and go to our website as well for links to WrestleExpoRVA.com. Mr. Edie, we want to thank you, and you're welcome back anytime, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure, gentlemen. I appreciate all the help and the shout-outs, and I just encourage the fans to get the tickets. They're going quick, and you don't want to be left out in the atrium.
Yes, sir. With that being said, Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story. Ladies and gentlemen, see you next week. Thank you and good night.
I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to Metro PCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to Metro PCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.